Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Clark, and we're talking about Strengthening Schools grant program. Patty, I'm excited to talk about this. This is a great way to help their communities.
It's a lot of fun. We started this probably, 6 years ago. We had a pool of some of our marketing dollars from Wolverine Power. And what we do is we invite schools in Lenawee County or in our service territory, administrators, teachers, any personnel within the public schools can make the application, and they can put a grant request in for up to $2,500 for projects that they need within the schools.
That's a significant amount of money. I mean, you can really do some great projects with that.
And absolutely, and they've been so varied, and that's what's really neat about the applications. We've had beekeeping. We've had levelized readers. We've had sensory equipment for rooms for children with autism, wobble chairs, outdoor learning classrooms. We did something a couple of years ago with the LISD. They had dip nets and waders so we could go in and look at the River Raisin watershed and test, you know, and see what's happening on there and kind of manage the health of the watershed. So
they're
whatever you can think of.
I love that it's a large range like that. So is there only a certain amount that each school can get, or how does that part work?
Every school district can apply for as many grants as they want, but we only allow two from one school system.
Okay.
So they could get a $5,000 grant for two different projects. And how that works is the applications would come in, and we have a customer panel, and we remove every reference to what school it's from.
Okay.
So they read these, and then they weigh them based on what resonates with them that year. And then we bring them into a room, and we say, okay, these were your top 30, and this is the $30,000 that you have to appropriate. And they start working down the process. And sometimes things move.
Right.
Or at the end, they'll say, okay, but did you have a really favorite of something that didn't get into that top? And they work it.
Right.
And so every year it changes. Some years they like technology, the iPads in the kindergarten room. Some years they want to do a mural that helps with school spirit. So please, if you have a need and you live in Lenawee County or Fulton County or the little bit of Monroe that we serve over here on the east side of the state or the west side of the state, please put an application in at teammidwest.com. And the applications are due by October 21st.
Oh, so they've got some time yet.
Yep.
So how does the program then fit in with MEC's vision of creating vibrant and relevant and sustainable rural communities?
Well, we certainly all know that education's a path to overcome a lot of obstacles. And we know that teachers are always reaching into the bottom drawer to pull out things for pencils or field trips or what have you. And we wanted to give them some additional resources to make sure that they're getting what they need to do the job to prepare our students for tomorrow. So we do feel that it's very appropriate for us to be helping classrooms and students in particular thrive in Lenawee County, and that builds us a stronger community.
Well, and I love the idea that these are kind of outside the box type things. They're not going to get conventional financial help. They're not going to fall into the school system's
schedule. We try to make it simple.
Yeah.
The reporting is simple. We've had atomic clocks. We've had one of the more unique ones was a teacher wanted to have this classroom paint that you could write on every surface from walls and countertops. And not only did we choose to fund that, we went over and did the painting.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, sometimes we can pull from that and,
right,
and help in other ways as a result, too.
Right. But that does. It's you're affecting children, of course, of different ages, mm-hmm, and making things available to them that would not be available in any other way, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So that in turn then inspires them,
yep,
to do cool things in the future.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's a standalone, like this is the money that we need. Sometimes it's a part of a bigger pot. And they say, we also have funds from this PTO, or we need music stands for our band members. Mm-hmm. But we have some contributing funds. That all gets factored in.
Oh, yeah. And by being able to collaborate, then
it
does make the money go further. So that's awesome.
And then we have this little prize patrol. We'll go around and we kind of surprise them in the classroom and let them know that they were the recipient of one of the grants. And those grants then are payable in January of 2020. So they go to teammidwest.com today. They can download the application, and they have all the way up to October 21st to make the application.
No limit on how many are applied for from any school.
Nope. But what we'll do is if we get one that's maybe there's four from a school district, when we get that panel together, we'll say, okay, now this is one where you've already seen two from the school, so you also have to evaluate. And that just helps us be more equitable across our service territory.
Yeah. But a lot of people have a lot of great ideas, and you'd hate to not see them.
Well, and then reapply next year. Doesn't preclude you from putting it back in next year.
Exactly. Well, Patty, we appreciate that you came and talked to us about this Strengthening Schools grant, and we hope a lot of people apply for it.
We do, too. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.